What's new in business news, August 20th, 2014? Fall onto BTS SkyTrain track sparks safety concerns. Indonesia overtaking Thai car market and NCPO budget cuts risk hurting farmers and economic growth. Transport. Fall onto BTS SkyTrain track sparks safety concerns. Bangkok Mass Transit System PLC is considering installing barriers at all BTS SkyTrain stations to prevent commuters falling onto rail tracks. Early Tuesday morning, Channel 3 SD news anchor Warunrat Kalpan fainted and fell onto BTS SkyTrain tracks at Morchit Station. She was helped up by BTS security guards and passengers before a train pulled into the station and escaped with minor leg injuries. BTS security guards swiftly pressed an emergency stop button to alert incoming trains before rushing down onto the tracks to help Warunrat. Passenger barriers have already been installed at 9 stations and are in the process of being tested as part of a pilot project. The stations include Siam, Asok, Onut, Pattaya, Victory Monument, Saladang, Chitlom, Prompong, and Chongnonsi. Morchit Station is waiting to get new barriers between train platforms and tracks, pending the construction of the BTS extension due to be carried out shortly. Automotive. Indonesia overtaking Thai car market. Thailand's automotive industry faces a challenge from Indonesia to its status as the biggest car market in Southeast Asia. Car production in ASEAN's 5 manufacturing countries, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, amounted to 4.43 million vehicles last year, up 5% from 4.23 million in 2012. Car sales in ASEAN totaled 3.54 million, a rise of 2% from 3.47 million in 2012. Thailand sold 1.33 million vehicles last year, down 7%, while Indonesia sold 1.22 million, up 10%. Last year, Thailand was the regional leader in every aspect of the automotive industry: production, domestic sales, and exports, producing 2.46 million vehicles, while Indonesia produced 1.2 million. Thailand has 18 car makers with a maximum production capacity of 2.85 million vehicles, while it has a supply chain of auto parts makers of more than 2,300. Last month, the 2014 forecast for Thailand's automotive output was cut from 2.4 million vehicles to 2.2 million, and domestic sales to 1 million from 1.2 million. While exports stand firm at 1.2 million vehicles. Pickup truck sales are forecasted to contribute 55 to 58% of domestic sales against 44.2% in 2013, while passenger cars are expected to drop to about 40% from 47.4% last year in the wake of the first-time car buyer scheme. Several multi-purpose vehicles in the Thai market are also imported from Indonesia. Indonesia's government has a roadmap to produce 4.18 million vehicles by 2025 and is expected to produce 1.61 million vehicles by 2015 and 2.6 million by 2016. The automotive industry of Indonesia has had a compound average annual growth rate of 15% since 2010, while Thailand has had only 10%. However, Indonesia has cut its production forecast this year to 1.3 million vehicles from 1.4 million due to slowing demand in the country. Government spending. NCPO budget cuts risk hurting farmers and economic growth. the Democrat and Pheutai parties have raised concerns over the 2.57 trillion baht 2015 budget, from which the junta sharply cut the budget allocation for the rural economy. Democrat leader Abhisit Wejjajiva said Tuesday a major concern is that the National Council for Peace and Order, or NCPO, has decided to halt farm product subsidies and budget allocations for other populist projects such as the village funds. This could disrupt the circulation of money in the economy, further lowering purchasing power, particularly of farmers who have already been hit by low crop prices, he said. The NCPO earlier ordered the termination of the Small, Medium, Large, or SML, Village Fund project initiated by the Thaksin Shinawatra administration, which required 5.7 billion baht in the 2015 fiscal budget. The fund project to assist community enterprises, which required 3 billion baht, and the Regional Urban Development Fund, which required 1.2 billion baht. Mr. Abhisit called on the NCPO to review its policy of ending agricultural product price intervention, since it would have severe effects. The key problem of the 2015 budget is that huge expenditures must shoulder the added burdens of populist policies. Fiscal burdens from the rice pledging scheme are massive at over 300 billion baht, he said. A budget needs to be set aside for compensation for a further 3 to 4 years. As much as 71 billion baht of the budget was earmarked to compensate the Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives, or BAAC, which paid in advance for rice pledging scheme debts. 42 billion baht was set aside to repay the treasury reserves, which were earlier used for the first car subsidy scheme. Mr. Abhisit called on the NLA's vetting committee to cut the budgets of individual projects by 10 to 20%. He pointed out that the NCPO chief once said this is possible if graft in government procurements was controlled. The budget money saved could be allocated to support rural economic stimulus projects to build infrastructure instead.